tell us some more about your trip and where you went in Kansas, and you saw Gary's family.
Yes, Gary's family lives near Fort Riley, retired from there. So we got to see his parents and his brother, who recently retired from the military, and his sister. We really just spent time together.
That's a fun trip, though, when you get to just see family.
Yeah. We went kayaking, and we actually took a trip to Nebraska one day because it's not that far from
had
where
they...
Had
you been to Nebraska
before? I had not been to Nebraska.
So that's the thing, too. The girls want to try to go to as many states as possible, even if it's just for a couple of miles. And
yes. Like, we went to Mississippi last summer, mm-hmm. we went into Mississippi. And we just took a little detour and went to get something to eat and then went right back into we're going to Arkansas.
Now, which of your daughters has a hard rule on what it means to have visited a state?
Kirsten. You can't just drive in
and turn around and leave.
Cross the line and then turn right back around. That's not visiting.
So is making a purchase means that you've been to that state?
Yeah.
Okay.
So for me, I feel like if I drove into the state, that qualifies it. Yeah. I'm like, if my plane lands in that state, I've been in that state. So I didn't get out and walk on the, on the ground there, but I walked in the airport that's on the ground.
Right.
So we drove to Nebraska and it was beautiful. I mean, we didn't go deep into Nebraska, but we went to, when we were on our way there, we visited along the Oregon Trail.
Did you get dysentery?
No, I did not.
Everybody dies when they play Oregon Trail.
But we got to stop. There are several stops along the way where you can see things. And we stopped at this park and we got to read about the Oregon Trail. And just, comparing to us now to back then.
Oh, we're not.
We got it great.
We're not tough at all.
We've got it great because they had hard lives. I mean, they had to work hard for what they had. So we got to see that. And then we went into Nebraska and we visited a Pony Express stop. And it was where there was somebody had built a toll bridge. And it was also the place that is marked as being Wild Bill Hickok's first kill.
And he was notorious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gunfighter. So, apparently he killed 3 people there. But that wasn't the cool thing about that.
You know, no, I mean,
it was just a part of history.
Yeah.
But it was just really neat. It was this park. And in Nebraska, it was in the middle of nowhere. I mean, nowhere. And it was just, there was a park there. There were park rangers there and telling us about, what the history was of how they had rebuilt it to look like. And it was just really neat. But one thing I found interesting about Nebraska, the part that we were in, there, like around here, when you visit farmland and you drive by farmland, usually you can see a neighbor or they may be a ways away. In Nebraska, like, it was miles.
Yeah.
Like, there's one house here and a barn, and then you drive for miles before you see another one. Wide open land, and it was absolutely beautiful.
Good trip, then.
It was. It was a lot of fun.